Hello?
Hello, my
Hello?
name is Shanta from customer support. I'm returning your call.
Yes, my bank had notified me and told me that that was a fraud and for you guys to put the money back into my account.
For me to better assist you, may I start off by getting your zip code, please?
32712.
And your name?
Janet Gambino.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
2210 Caraquet Drive, Apopka, Florida, 32712.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. One brief moment here.
Sure.
Okay, just one brief moment. Still loading here for me. Okay, yes, ma'am. So for what I'm showing, there was a purchase done today paying $7.95 to win our KitchenAid, but you're wanting to cancel. I have canceled the account out and issued the refund of the $7.95 for the entry ticket to win that KitchenAid. Allow it 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect. I have your cancellation number for you. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Hold on, let me get it.
Right, while you are getting that pen and paper, I do apologize. I'm not sure why your bank classified this as being fraud, but this is a legitimate sweepstakes to win KitchenAid appliance, and you will get an email at the end of the month letting you know if you won or not. But I have removed your entry to win that KitchenAid that KitchenAid
Yeah,
appliance.
well, they notified me, and like I said, it was
Yes,
kind
ma'am.
of the way they put it on there, it made it sound like, you pick and stuff that you want, and then at the end there it says, oh, you get an entry in it, and that's not
Yes,
what it
ma'am.
said in the beginning. So
So
could you
I'm
give me
not
the
sure.
number?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I said I'm not sure why it would be classified as fraud if we did provide that information when you were processing the payment. But that cancellation number is 263-02-6550.
550. Okay. Two
Thank
six
you for calling.
three 026550.
Yes, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer
All
support. You
right,
have a great
thank
rest of
you.
your day.
You too. Bye-bye.